It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. So glad to think see you. I was thinking about you the whole way down the block. I said, I bet my friend will be there when I get there. And there you are. I can count on you. You know what that was I brought in? Something inside. A 5-year-old made this. Sent it to me. Remember one day we made drums? This was my 5-year-old friend's drum. And along with it, 2 lollipops. What do those lollipops look like? What letter does that look like to you? A V? Good. All right. What's it look like if I put it like that? A T, right? All right. Okay, now, my 5-year-old friend said, really use it for a drum. Tin on the bottom and plastic on the top. Different sound. And my 5-year-old friend said, also, you could use it to pound on when you're angry. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, you know, I've thought of pounding on clay and dough and punching bags and things like that. But this is a good idea. Yeah, even with your hand. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. And I want to show you something right over here. These are some drums, and a friend of mine brought these by just a little while ago, and he said he'd bring some more by so that he could show us very fancy drums. Yeah, this is a simple one. Maybe that's he now. Good. Mr. Ross. Hi.
Hello.
Mr. Ross Thorne. I want you to know Mr. Ross Thorne. You've got some more. Would you put them down?
Some that I want to add to this set.
Boy, is this ever a fancy set.
This is a tom-tom.
This one is?
This one. This one right here. I have a key to put the drum up on this set so it will stay good and tight.
Like I didn't touch them. I didn't even play on them, but boy, did I feel like it. When you see a drum, you seem to want to play on it.
Oh, that's right. Almost everybody wants to play or hit the drums. These are bongo drums.
I see.
This is a cowbell.
Oh, good. Oh, you have a lot of things there.
Just get right on here like this.
They all fit together.
Yep.
Everything fits together. Oh, great.
Oh, and I have some sticks in my pocket here. I usually carry my sticks in my pocket.
You see what I've been using? Lollipops.
Yeah, well, they work. They would work.
You mean they'd work on your own drum?
Sure. Would you hold these sticks?
Sure.
I will see but what these sound like.
Yeah. Well, that's great with two lollipops. Now, how do they sound with your sticks? Is that ever fancy? I bet you didn't do that when you first learned to play, did you?
No, when I first learned to play, we started out with some things that are called rudiments, sort of the scales of the drum.
How old were you when you started?
Oh, I was 8 years old when I took my first lesson. But I think actually I was the same age as the person that sent that drum into you.
Five years old.
When I started to play. 5 years old.
Hey, good for
you. Now, one of the first things I learned, would you like to hear a flamadiddle?
Flamadiddle.
Yes, a flamadiddle. It's sort of played like it sounds. Flamadiddle, flamadiddle.
Flamadiddle. You. Hey, that sounds a little like a train, though.
A little bit.
Flamadiddle. Can you make something that does sound like a train?
Yes, that's another one of the first things that I learned.
Is it?
That would be called a long roll. But when you start it slow and gradually increase the speed, it sounds sort of like a train.
Let's see. The station and stopped. Boy, that's beautiful, Mr. Ross Thorne. I'd like to hear, well, for this cowbell, just to hear, you did it once. That's just like the cows wear around their neck.
Yeah, that's the same thing, same cowbell, except that instead of being attached around a cow's neck, we have it attached to this drum set.
You have it right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called What Do You Do? With the mad that you feel, and I wondered if you could use all of the drums and the cymbals and play that song while we think about it.
All right.
Would you?
Sure.
Sure would. You? Thinking as you played that, would you do a flamadiddle with your hands? Could you?
Oh, sure. You don't always have to use a stick. You're right about that.
I just wondered if you could do it, because I was just thinking how nice this is. That's a nice deep. one would you use if you were angry and wanted to pound on something? Which drum?
Well, I would probably use this one. It's bigger and it's deeper and it's not... In fact, when I get angry, I do pound on the drum.
Do you?
Yeah, then I talk about it.
Good for you.
So I would do something like this, maybe.
Yeah.
That's right. When you're really mad.
Yeah, that gets it out, doesn't it? Would you like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe with us?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to give a lesson to a little boy just up the block.
Oh.
And
when you learn, when you know how to play as well as you play, that's when you can begin to teach. Yeah, you do give lessons.
Yes, I do give lessons. I'm
going to
leave
my
drums.
Can I help you take?
No, I'm going to leave my drums here.
Okay.
And I'll stop back later and get them.
Will
because
you?
This little boy has his set.
He has his own.
He has his own. They're all set up.
That's great. I bet he began with one something like this, huh?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Thank you very much. Well, it's great to have you here, and I hope you'll come back again.
Well, I will.
Don't
nice
you think he's
here.
A wonderful drummer?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Mr. Rossthorne, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Have a good lesson.
All right.
He started to play with drums when he was 5, started his lessons at 8 years old, and now look. Great drummer. Let's pound our way into make-believe, okay?
Trolley. How are you today? Tired? Trolley, I never saw you tired before. Sound tired.
Meow, 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 much sleep, meow, meow.
You didn't get much sleep? Why not?
Meow, meow, too much noise, meow.
Too much noise in make-believe?
Meow.
What was going on? Was someone having a party? What was happening?
Meow, 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 Lady Elaine, meow.
Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Meow. Meow, meow, Ask X. Meow, 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 meow. Meow! Meow!
You calling, Henrietta? Oh, hello, you two.
Oh, hi, X. Are you tired, too?
Oh, boy. Didn't Henrietta tell you what was going on?
Well, she said there was an awful lot of noise going on here in make-believe last night.
A lot of noise is right. Boy, do you know what Lady Elaine was doing?
No, what?
She was hitting a pan with a spoon the whole night long.
You mean she was just walking around hitting a pan with a spoon and making noise and keeping everybody awake all night?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought she was living at someplace else.
She is, but she came here to make her noise because Don Quixote wouldn't listen to her over there.
Well, did you tell her to stop?
Meow. Meow, meow, wouldn't stop, meow.
Why was she making so much noise in the middle of the night?
Well, she said she had been dreaming.
Oh, she was dreaming.
Yeah.
Did she tell you what she was dreaming about?
Yeah, she said she was dreaming about bears.
In real live bears?
That's it, bears.
Yeah. Gee, that's funny, because King Friday is going to have some bears come to the castle today to perform for him.
Meow, meow, meow.
I don't imagine they're there yet.
Oh, I don't... Hear that?
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, hear that, meow?
Yeah, is that Lady Elaine Fairchild making all that racket?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the way it was all night.
Meow, 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 daytime, meow, too.
Yeah, I'd better go and see what this is all about.
Yeah, that's the way it sounded last night.
Okay, I'll check into it.
Meow, 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 go back to sleep, meow, meow, can. Meow, Doctor, meow, meow.
Bye-bye, Henrietta.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye-bye, X.
Warning! Warning, everybody! Warning! Warning!
Lady Elaine, what's happening?
I'm warning everybody. You see, my dreams do come true.
What do you mean?
Well, bears. I saw two big bears. I knew they'd come and take over. We've all got to get out of here. Go warn the king, Doctor. Go warn the king, and I'll warn everybody else. You pack your bags, too.
No, wait, Lady Elaine.
What do you mean?
You say you saw two bears.
Yes, real ones. And they were going in the big back door of the castle, right back there, warning everybody.
Well, wasn't there a man with them?
Yes, and I kept telling him to watch out, but he never ran away from them, silly.
Well, he was probably their trainer.
Well, my dream came true. I just knew that. What did you say?
The man that was with them was probably the trainer of the bears.
Those are trained bears?
Sure. Wild bears wouldn't be allowed in this castle. Wild bears belong in the forest.
Oh. These bears aren't going to eat us up?
Of course not. You think King Friday would let anyone bring anything into the neighborhood that was going to hurt us?
But I dreamed about wild bears.
Yeah, but that was a dream. And our dreams aren't real.
They're not?
No, dreams are like thinking. And just because we think about something doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
It doesn't?
No. Just try.
Well, how can I try that?
Well, think about being over here.
Over there?
Mm-hmm. Now just think it and don't do it.
All right, I'll think it.
See? You don't get anywhere just thinking about it.
Okay. Well, how do I get over there then?
Well, first you think about it, and then you do it.
Hmm. Okay, I'll think about getting over there, and then I'll do it. There I am. Hmm, that's great. But how did those bears get in the castle?
Well, first King Friday thought about having them there, and then he asked their trainer to bring them there.
Oh, there's some mighty smart people in this world, aren't there?
Just remember, Lady Elaine, when you think about something that's scary, that scary thing isn't going to happen just because you thought about it.
Hmm, it's really good. Oh, you have a lot up there. Why don't we go inside and look through the window at those bears?
Would you like me to come with you?
Yeah, you seem to know so much about bears and all that.
I'll be glad to.
Oh, thanks. In we go. Hi, it was just thinking, just dreaming.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Rossthorne. Yes, they had bears there at the castle. Uh-huh. They stood up. You say roar? No, they didn't roar very much. Oh, the snare drum. All right, we'll try that if we're loud. Thank you. Good idea. Yeah, see you again, and thanks for coming. Bye. That was Mr. Rossthorne, and he says that we could make a roar of a bear by using the snare drum. Let's see now. That says tom-tom on it. And that's a tom-tom. This must be the snare drum. Yeah, that's it. This part's called the snare. Here. Now he says just to roar along the snare there. It does, doesn't it? Roar the bear. All sorts of things you can do with drum. Why don't we pretend we're bears? Okay? Stand up the way those bears did. They walk so slowly. Doing it? They walk. You see, they're very heavy. Sometimes they were down on all four paws. Why don't we have the bear, this bear, feed the fish, okay?
Hello, fish. I've come to feed you now. There you are. Did you ever have a bear feed you before?
Just what Lady Elaine needed, isn't it, to be able to talk with Dr. Marshall. And she was able to find out that the things that she dreams about aren't real. No. You know, dreams are sort of like cartoons. They're just not real things. Just things that we think up in our sleep. It really is so good to be able to talk about all of those things. It's good to talk. It's good to say the things we feel. It's good to talk. We're much more real without the lock. It's good to talk. It's good to talk. It's good to find someone we trust. It's good to talk. We know we must do more than balk. It's good to talk. People weren't born to be silent. Our tongues make wonderful sounds. Just try a few phrases for practice. You'll see there are very few bounds. Go ahead, try saying, I like you. I'm angry. I'm happy. You see, that's not bad. That's good. Not bad. It's good to talk. It's good to say the things we mean. It's good to talk of all we've seen and heard and felt for and wished and knelt for. We need to talk more. It's good. So, Lady Elaine and you and Dr. Marshall and I were all able to see those bears together, weren't we? Mm-hmm. It's about time for me to go. Change my shoes and my jacket and off to work. But we'll be together tomorrow, you and I. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow,
tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You sure make each day a special one for me. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.